Folks, hello, welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard You Hear Yes, that's new Destroy Boys and Mannequin Pussy and Scowl. Before that, we heard Bronco with Try Me Out Sometime. And right at the tippy top, we heard a brand spanker from The Killers. It's called Bright Lights.
I'm glad you read that little segment. I didn't have to.
That's right.
Okay, so Charlie XCX had a party.
Folks.
And
they're calling it Indie Sleaze.
And so it was dark in the room, and they used flash cameras.
Yeah.
And so they're like, Indie Sleaze.
It's Indie Sleaze.
Is back.
Can you, okay.
I don't know.
For the kids in the back who haven't been paying attention, Indie Sleaze.
Well,
what is it?
Indie sleaze.
This is like a
when
term.
When you Google it, it's a fashion look. Like, and that's what Alexa Chung like writes about when there was like that article last year that was like, oh, let's talk about indie sleaze or whatever. It's like a specific like way of dressing.
Yeah, but it's like the phrase is specifically like post facto. Like no one was calling it indie sleaze then. It's like when we look back on the 2000s and we call it indie
sleaze. Yeah, it would have just been like indie or what was in fashion. Or remember when everyone wouldn't stop talking about hipsters for like all of the 2010s.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, but this is pre-hipster. Like it's indie and it's sleazy because like people are like doing drugs at parties basically is the...
Yeah. Yeah, think like Skins or the Libertines.
Yeah.
Et cetera, et cetera. A lot of pictures are just of Sky Ferreira also.
Yeah.
But in my humble opinion, the Charlie XCX thing, although she can count herself also among the people that was like kind of on the tail end of the original indie sleaze because she was like making music at the end of that time. But just having flash photography does not make it indie
and
sleaze.
Do you know what?
No one is dressed like it's indie sleaze. It's just a party that they took
everyone's
flash
dressed like Billie Eilish. Like with her weird like David Foster Wallace outfits that she likes to
I love her outfits.
It's so funny.
She does look like David Foster Wallace.
The thing that like people are calling it indie sleaze, and I quibble because in all of these photos, everyone's on their phones.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's like looking at a phone or taking a picture with a phone. It's not indie sleaze if everyone has a smartphone in their hand. I'm sorry.
No, you're right. That is correct. It doesn't count. Yeah. Also, like, if flash photography makes it indie sleaze, then all the photos that me and my friends took in my backyard, where you know those, like,
you've got, like, red eyes.
Yeah, and, like, we used to just, like, put on... I think there's, like, a whole photo shoot we did. You know when you used to do photo shoots and then upload the entire thing to Facebook and, like, tag everyone in every single photo?
No.
Well, you were not cool.
I gotta say, female trait.
But I had, like, the Justin Bieber, like, purple zip-up, like, hoodie with the white piping from American Apparel. And then one of those hats that's shaped like a sock monkey with the two things hanging down on either side of your face. And there's probably, like,
said the blind man.
5,000 photos in that one Facebook album. So I am now indie sleaze.
It's all coming back to me now.
You know what? If they all wore those sock monkey hats, I would respect it more. I would say this is way more indie sleaze.
They should be dressed like Walmart girlfriend. They should be wearing Cookie Monster pajama pants.
Yeah.
And
because they're still, like, in these pictures from the Charlie XCX thing, everyone's still in athleisure.
Yes.
Athleisure is not part of indie sleaze, everyone.
Also true.
You
also,
have
everyone's
to be
in
wearing
track
little
suits.
Military jackets and band, like the, you know, not like a David Foster Wallace bandana, but
like a sweatband?
Like a silky one or something.
Oh, like a kerchief.
They had lots of scarves, you know, like, I guess they had, like, hoodies. But, like, zip-up hoodies. But I don't know. They weren't wearing leggings.
No.
I don't know. Galaxy print leggings were a little bit later and also not in the same sort of
group of
people, I feel like. So, I don't know. But...
But, yeah, much to consider.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I need to delve deep into what exactly the fits looked
but
like.
But now I'm excited to go back into, like, my photo albums and look at all, like, the amateur flash, like, birthday photography and call them all indie sleaze.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be pretty good.
Being alive in 2008 at all is indie sleaze.
I agree.
Yeah, go us.
Do you know who else I agree with? Adrienne Lenker, folks. Adrienne Lenker, her name's like if someone's trying to say the hero of The Legend of Zelda, but they don't know his name. Lenker?
Good joke.
It's pretty good. anyway, folks, we got a new Adrienne Lenker. It's called Once a Bunch. Here we go.
A bunch of times I took it too hard. Everything you told me, I took it apart. I pulled you in, I pushed you out, right from the start. I was leaving before I'd arrived. As magnetic, that mold of white flame, stopping the traffic, all six lanes. Calling me baby, barely saying my name, but I was leaving before I arrived. Half a margarita, half a little dance. Let's find I am the demons and give peace a chance. On a Tuesday in August, I was holding your hand. Wednesday in August, I was playing with my band. Thursday in August, I was making a plan. Then I shut like a shutter Friday. Your lips are electric like lightning and rain. Your tastes are eclectic, multigrain. You pull on my shoestrings and you open my brain. I was leaving before I arrived. I can twist it out and twist it in. I can really dig about leaving before I arrive. Have a margarita, have a little dance. Let's find dine the demons and give peace a chance. Stuff I seem to forget. You can cheer me up and calm me down. You know the spot. You say, honey, won't you stay a little while? And you can make me smile just by looking around. You take me to the invisible, lost and found, where I can find a sweater. We can flapjack a dime. We can waffle a tickle, French toast wine. We can take in bacon, sunshine, tee off with a coffee and a tan. Half a margarita, half a little dance. Let's find dine the demons and give peace a chance. Let's find dine.
let's stop your interstop. Ooh, ooh, oh, 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 let's make products. Oh, yeah, I'm a product kind of guy. You're a produce kind of girl. Now I say money, 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 money will be spent. Oh, I'm attuned to the groove. That's her all. Oh, oh, oh,
folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake-Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Daniel Romano, Ugly Human Heart, Part 1. Before that, we heard Wolfpack with Wait for the Moment. And right at the top, we heard Adrian Lenker with Once a Bunch. That's a brand spanker here. And folks, it is now time for your Isopanisad Radio Minute. This is the part of the show where I talk about a Mount Goat song for longer than the Mount Goat song runs. This week, we're listening to Off of Moon Colony Bloodbath, although this song has nothing to do with the story of that record, of that EP, I should say, and nothing to do with the moon colonies or the bloodbath that happened on it. But no, this is Sudden Oak Death, a marriage of two of my favorite things, which is invasive species ecology and the mountain goats. So if you're not familiar, sudden oak death is a disease that happens to oak trees as well as some other kinds of ornamental trees, viburnums and whatnot, that kills it very quickly, believe it or not, sudden oak death. It's caused by a fungus, hear me out here, Phytophthora ramorum is the fungus. It causes these bleeding cankers. It looks like awful, like black blood oozing from the trunk of the tree. It's very unpleasant looking. You know, can just wipe out whole swaths of like Big Sur in California. This is sort of like a West Coast disease. Very, very unpleasant. What does it have to do with the song? Well, the song is about it's from the perspective of a tree who understands that his time has come. This is a classic mountain goats theme of doom, of acknowledged doom, and one sort of looking fate in the eye, understanding that there's nothing good for me here, but I'm going to hold out to my last regardless. The thing that I really like about this song is that it really communicates the like claustrophobia of being a tree in a stand on the same hill your whole life, just surrounded by these other trees. And as you're having this like internal sickness just destroy you and go wrong, or the thing that motivates or paranoids or paralyzes this tree more than it's already paralyzed as a tree is the other trees around it, and how they will think of him or judge him. It's very, very interesting stuff. Sudden Oak Death, can we just say, one of the greatest titles of a song ever. Like, pretty, pretty good. Anyway, I've got a little quote from JD here to leave you off here. Let's go. Quote, "It's just a song about how sometimes, how do I put this without sounding even more emo than it already is? Look, I mean, it's too late. But I mean, sometimes you have a bad day and maybe you think for a moment, well, I can't really go on like this. And if you are emo, then you really mean it and you go home and cry because work sucked, right? And that's not cool. But on the other hand, sometimes you have a year where you think to yourself, I'm not going to last. This isn't going to work out. I'm going to keep showing up for the things I'm supposed to show up for, and I'm going to try to be a stand-up dude or woman about it, but something has got to break. Something bad is going to happen. And you feel like, and when you feel like that, I hardly think I'm alone in that experience. So I compared it to a thing that happens with trees. This is Sudden Oak Death by the Mountain Goats."
you in the battleship, but it was only a lookalike. She was nothing but a vision trick. Under the warning light, she was close, close enough to be your ghost. But my chances turned to toast when I asked her if I could call her your name. I saw you in the rusty hook, huddled up in a wicker chair. I wandered over for a closer look and kissed whoever was sitting there. She was close and she held me very tightly, till I asked awfully politely, please, can I call you her name? I thought I saw you in the parrot's beak, messing with the smoke alarm. It was too loud for me to hear her speak, and she had a broken arm. It was close, so close that the walls were wet, and she wrote it out in letter sets. No, you can't call me her. Tell me, where's your hiding place? I'm worried I'll forget your face. And I've asked everyone, I'm beginning to think I imagined you all along. I elongated my lift home. Yeah, I let him go the long way round. I smelt your scent on the sea belt and kept my shortcuts to myself. I saw your sister in the corner. Yes, you can call me anything you want.
Oh, my ancient love. civilization blooms and then it erodes, and that's it.
Folks, hello, welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard none other than Ancient Mars by the Zolas. Before that, we heard Arctic Monkeys with Cornerstone, and at the top, we heard Sudden Oak Death by the Mountain Goats. Folks, we're like more than halfway through the year, so this is your warning right now. Think about, okay, obviously I know you only listen to CFRC because you're the best, but if you do listen to Spotify or Apple, or like if you're on any of these streamers, you got to start thinking about what your wrap's going to look like.
Get on your wrapped.
You got to get on your wrapped. You got to get on top of it now.
Yeah.
You have to be playing like classical music while you're asleep so everyone thinks you're smart.
Yeah, they don't even count what you listen to in December, so you basically have like four more months.
Yeah.
So, you know,
so get
you
on
want
it.
Parquet Courts up to number one, of course.
Yeah, you want to be in the 0.0001% listeners.
Yeah.
Like I am of the Mountain Goats every year.
Honestly, you weren't. You were in .1.
That's
there was
true.
No zero.
Yeah.
And our friend was in .01 of the national.
Which is impressive.
Which is crazy.
It's a much bigger band.
Because they have so many listeners. Like, I don't know. She's in her feels all day, every day.
Yeah.
Literally nothing else is playing.
Like, I thought I was depressed.
That's
jeez.
Wild. Yeah, I wasn't even in anyone's top this year. They just like skipped that screen for me.
Sad.
I don't listen to enough music.
Mm-hmm.
It's the stupid cycling. Dang it. Anyway, we were talking about Wrapped because I just saw a funny tweet. I'm going to read it to you. It's by, the handle is Fugly Betty. I screenshotted your Spotify Wrapped Insta story and maliciously edited in such social lepers as Conan Gray and the 1975 and Hobo Johnson and Bedroom Pop to publicly malign your character. I'm sending it to everyone we know. You'll never get a job or housing again.
Bedroom Pop is still cool.
No, it's not.
Sad.
Sorry. Claro canceled.
We like the new record.
Goodbye.
Although she got out of the bedroom pretty quick.
Also, I don't know who Conan Gray is. I'm so sorry. I'm out of the loop.
Well,
but that just shows how cool I am if this tweet is making fun of him.
That's true. That's a very
good
point.
I'm just so smart and worldly, and I just wouldn't even know what that's about.
That's right.
So yeah, a former YouTuber. All right, I feel really validated.
Yeah, well, that's all you have to say.
Sorry. Well, who's that one that was like Filthy Frank and now it's just like an indie artist?
Oh,
Goji or something?
Goji?
No, I don't know.
I just know him as Filthy Frank. I don't know. I can't remember what his...
I'm an Joji, sorry.
Goji.
Okay, whatever.
Anyway, folks, here's Vaughn. Mystic Veil's the next track.
Time after time, she's the reason to stay. I'm listening to the Pixies on the radio in my car. I'm missing you, I'm missing me. I'm missing them, hard to believe. It's been so long since 1984. I won't hear you calling on the telephone, I'm already gone. I'm listening to the Clash record playing, and I'm scratching at my head and saying, where all the good times gone? I won't hear you calling on the telephone, I'm already gone. It's one of a thousand shows I'm super excited to see, although it's hard to find my way into believing. Idol's the band, I'm missing stereo, missing bass, I'm missing 2K in my face. I'm missing something righteous, something dangerous. I won't hear you calling on the telephone, I'm already gone. Been listening to the Clash record playing, and I'm scratching at my head and saying, where all the good times gone? I won't hear you calling on the telephone, I'm already gone. Summer, digging through ashtrays once again. What a time we've had. Good night and God bless. Most of my friends are so very lonely. I want to hear you calling on the telephone, I'm already gone. Been listening to the Clash record playing, and I'm scratching at my head and saying, where all the good times gone? I want to hear you calling on the telephone, I'm already gone. Listen to the Clash record playing, and I'm scratching at my head and saying, where all the good times gone? I won't hear you calling on the telephone, I'm already gone. I won't hear you calling on the telephone, I'm already gone. I'm already gone.
Hello, folks. Thank you for hanging out with us this lovely Tuesday. It's been a blast, as always. We just heard Sugary by Phosphorescent. Before that, we heard Ken Tizard and Music for Goats with Already Gone. At the top, we heard Vaughn with Mystic Veil. We're going to move on to Mambo number 6, New Swears. After that, Fiona Apple, Shadow Boxer. After that, 2 more hours of great music before your Democracy Now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, keep that dial tuned, 101.9 FM. Thanks for hanging out with us. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Bye.
number six. Yeah. Saturday, August 24th, it all begins again. The ecstasy.
Richardson Stadium comes alive. Alex Parikin is hype. I'm hype. I love football.
The exhilaration.
And there he goes. That man is bad. That man is fast. And he is up over the 50, still on his feet.
The heartbreak.
And Laurier wins on an absolute heartbreaker at Richardson Stadium.
The pain.
No!
All part of a long journey to football immortality for the Queen's Gaels. And on Saturday, August 24th, in Windsor, Ontario, it all begins again. 3:45 p.m. pregame show, 4 p.m. kickoff, and there's only one place.